Well, hello there, neighbor.
And I'm fucking sitting there.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber.
Well, hello there, neighbor.
Well, hello there, neighbor. It's good to be with you again.
I'm glad we're together again. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us again.
So I think I'm cursed. Two embarrassing shit happens to me all the time. And I had two events happen this week alone. The first one,
okay.
I was in the fucking bathroom stall at work, and in the stall next to me, I fucking dropped my phone in the stall next to me, and the dude in the stall over fucking grabbed my phone with his hand and like scooted it back.
And he had shit on his hands, didn't he?
But it was just dead silent. And I was like, he didn't even say anything. I was like, and
then do you address that?
And then I just picked it up and I was like, I guess I'll just keep scrolling. Like,
how do you address that?
I don't know. But, and then the second thing was I was at the gym, right? And I was trying to bench like 235. I had 45s. Ugh. I had two 45s on both sides. And then the bar is 45 because it's a, yeah, it's a big boy bar.
Big boy.
But
no Smith machines up in here.
So I can usually do four. I was trying to get to five. So I did four. I was just feeling weak that day, dude. Usually I can bump it up a little bit. Like I can get like an extra rep in. And I was like halfway and I was like, oh, because like right before I did it, I was like, I can squeeze one out. Like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Like, I can do it. Bruh. And I'm sitting there by my, and I'm sitting there by myself. And I'm like, and I'm fucking sitting there trying to get this thing up. And like, I couldn't get it up. So I had to use the fucking safety bar. There's like a safety bar that like stops it from like coming down all the way.
Okay.
And some fucking Asian dude ran over and he was like, are you okay, dude? Are you okay? He was like making a scene. I was like, dude, Bozo, like, go away. I was like,
Bozo, get the fuck out of here. You didn't see a fucking thing, dude.
I was like, just like,
you need
like,
to mind your damn business. All right.
I'm sitting there fucking tatted up, looking tough, and I almost die in front of everybody.
In front of everybody at what, Crunch Fitness?
Yeah, and fucking it's embarrassing, and you know.
Relax, Dad. Don't curse a bunch of grandkids.
But no, I definitely a cool guy.
Definitely some cool guy shit going on.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Has anything embarrassing happened to you?
Well, actually, to be honest, yeah. So I went on a date recently. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, okay? Fuck yeah. It's been a dry spell. Okay, anyway. So when you're like on a date and you're just like, okay, here's how it is for me, right? Like, I feel like I'm so awkward. It's been so long since I've been like on a genuine date that I try to fill the silence. You know what I mean? Because like, if we hit a point where we're not talking about something or whatever, I just think I have to fill it, right?
Yeah.
And but the natural part of me, it just wants to be funny. You know what I mean?
His mic down a little bit. It's like a lot for my ears. Okay.
Am I piercing your little ears?
A little bit.
A little bit there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
So, go on. Anyway. So, I feel like I have to, like, fill the silence in this whole situation, and you're trying to be funny and you just feel like you're bombing. You know what I mean? You ever felt like that? Like
somebody laugh.
Like, you know what I mean? You're sitting there and like, okay. Like, not that the date didn't go good. The date went amazing, but like, you're just sitting there and you just feel like you're bombing and it's like, you don't know how to react. You're just like, please just laugh at something. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, you haven't done it in a while and you kind of have to like,
no, but I think it's more of those, like, you're trying to create conversation, what you know, even though you don't know anything about them, mm-hmm. You know, really Like, so you, what you think is funny, you, they might not think is that funny.
Yeah.
You
know, and I mean, and we definitely have a dark humor.
Definitely. You know, and
did you show her this podcast?
She does know about this.
So she knows what's up.
Yeah. Right. She does know what's up. She does know what's up. Anyway. So yeah, I was thinking about that. And then I started thinking about when you're like, that's how comedians probably get started, mm-hmm. is that they use their material on dates. The girl doesn't laugh out of the set, you know? And then after like two, three, four, five dates, you know, you got a full set. You got a good set.
How do you feel about hooking up on the first date? Will you do it?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah, you would.
Have I? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you have.
But like, who hasn't?
Very true. But I think I'm hitting that stage where if we're doing that, I know it is just going to be nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
like, it's just going to be so fucking hollow.
For me,
that's why I like girls that don't give it up on the first date.
It's like a hit or miss, because I feel like sometimes, like, you meet up with someone and then you guys hook up and you both know what it is, you know? And then you don't really talk afterwards and you're like, all right, well, that was cool. But sometimes I feel like you can like hook up and then you're just like locked in. Like, you're good.
You can. Yeah. Like, it's just happened.
It's just dangerous, because it's like you're like soul tying yourself to that person. And
dangerous territory.
Yeah. There's like this whole thing of like if you do that too many times, like, it's hard for you to, like, especially for like girls, like it's hard to bond to one person.
Because, to maintain connection with somebody.
Right. Because you've done it so many times.
Yeah.
It's like you're kind of ruining your own like capacity for love for someone else.
Yeah.
Because you're just overdoing it.
Also, just basing relationships on sex, that shit's hollow, dude.
I think that's something. Hollow.
Like, it was fun. I've done it. It's fun. Yeah. But like, as soon as you like sit down at the table with them one day and you're just like, God damn.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, here the fuck, like, we are.
That's why the, you know, giving up on the first date is just like, okay, as soon as they do it, would I do it? Yeah. But that probably doesn't mean that we're going on another date.
Yeah. It's usually probably not going on.
Usually not having another one.
But there have been times where I've done that and then like we just kept seeing each other and like it was fine.
Yeah. And like that's
fine. But like
you're
playing that game, you know? And it's like, do you want it to be a game or do you want to take it seriously? And that's just
caught up inside of the trap.
Yep. Caught up.
Caught up.
And that song that I wrote was like, it's all about like getting caught up in like situations in your life.
Trap.
Where you entrap yourself. It's like self-sabotage. You know what I'm saying?
Self-sabotage.
Shit gets real. I'm glad we're together again.
Just the real. Shit gets real.
It does get real, dude. It
does get real.
No, I don't think you should hold that against somebody, but I definitely think, because like you're both grown adults. Like if you do it, you know,
obviously, okay, there might be people out there who have not hooked up with anybody, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like usually.
No, just on the first date, not someone who's a virgin.
No, but I'm just saying like people have passed, dude. Like, sure. You know, you go on a first date and they're hooking up with you. That means they more than likely have done that before. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and if they haven't, that's even weirder, but you know, it's.
Yeah, because then it puts pressure on you.
It puts pressure on you because you're just like, oh, good God. Like, you know, you felt good enough with me. You liked me that much to give it up then? Fuck.
I feel like a lot of people just like casually lie when they're dating. You know, like they'll just lie about like stupid shit because they're afraid the other person is going to like them. You know?
I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't lie, I've done it. Not like recently or anything. That's something I used to do a long time ago, because back then I felt like anything I would say to anybody would just be so fucking boring.
Do you,
dude? I grew up in suburbia Loveland, dog. What stories do I have to tell?
Do you like omit information, like if, like, not go into something in as much detail just to spare them?
Nowadays, I try to be as honest as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, like, again, hitting my 30s, we're getting to that point where I'm just like, all right, this is what I am. This is what I do. If you like it, cool. If you don't.
Because like we're so old now, it's like we're not changing.
No, I'm not changing for shit.
Well, like you do change, but
change
it's like,
where it's necessary, not to compromise.
I feel like it's like slower now. Like change is slower.
Yes.
Because it was so fast. Like I'm tired of change. It's like I'm like, settled in.
What's one thing you wouldn't like if a girl told you, like, give this up or I'm gone, like, excluding kids because that's different. If she, like, video games or something, like, she was just like, you need to stop playing video games or I'm gone.
Saying
like, what's the point where you're just like, no?
My language, like saying the word retard, it's my favorite word. I've had so many girls. I've had so many girls fucking tell me not to say, and it's only women that tell me not to say that.
And it always is.
And I'm like, I'm not going to stop saying it. And I'll actually keep saying it, and I'll say it more just to drive
the
point.
I'll say it harder and louder.
Just to really drive the point in that I'm going to keep saying it. Because also, it's not only that. I find that people that get offended.
Dude, people who are afraid of words, they just, no.
Well, like, if
people shouldn't be afraid of words.
If you work with like special needs kids, I can see where you're coming from. But at the same time, like, you can't like put like words like that. It's for if how do I say this without sounding like an asshole? If there's anything in life that you can't make fun of, it's bullshit, in my opinion.
No, I agree. You should be able to make fun of everything.
Right. And if you can't make fun
everything
of it,
everything can be made fun of.
And even when you say that word, it's not like you're like walking up to someone who has Down syndrome.
Okay, yeah.
You're
if
like,
you're walking up to somebody with Downs and just going like, you're a stupid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like that's wrong.
Like that's where I'm like, all right, shut the fuck up.
But it's like, you know, it's like just like a general
but if you're just like, you know, with your guys out and you're just like, stop being a fucking retard, like, you know what I mean, like, who cares?
Yeah, like, you know? Like it's not like
we shouldn't be afraid of words.
I think it's like the meaning and who you directed to, you know.
Yes.
I don't think saying that word like is like talking shit about everyone who is like mentally handicapped.
No.
Like that's not what you're saying.
That's not what you're trying to put out there.
Right. So that's just like one thing.
But of course,
like,
it'll always be skewed that way. So,
like my sense of humor and my language are two things I could probably never change. But I compromise a lot.
Well, I'm saying you can't even compromise. Like you will not.
Well, I feel like my actions, like I compromise a lot. Like I'll drive to you. I'll pay for dinner. I'll do this. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll show up for your sister's birthday party. Like there's a lot of actions where I will compromise my time for whatever you have going on. And I think that's much more important than like smaller things like saying a bad word or something, you know?
I gotcha. I
look at like the bigger picture, but women are different because they like dial in on like specific details. Like that's why companies love to hire women. That's why women in their 20s make more money than men in their 20s now, because companies like them as fucking employees. Like that's just how it is.
You know what's so hilarious?
What?
I told my mama about her, right?
Oh, my God.
About the girl I was out with.
You're whipped.
Dude, no, I told her about it because she called me and was just like, heard you went on a date. And I don't really say anything about dates until it's gotten to like the third. Because I'm just like, you know, obviously if it's only like 2 dates, then that's one thing. You know, like, yeah, I mean, no reason to get everybody involved. It was only 2 dates. But like, if we're going to be going on a third, yeah, I'll tell people about her, which, you know, that's why I told my mom about her. And I remember I knew it was coming. The first thing she asked me, I swear to God, she was just like, I heard you went out last night. And I was just like, yeah, I did. Yeah, she was really cool. Is she conservative? Motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean?
That was the first question.
That was the first question. And I was just like, how did I know that was going to be the first question? You know?
Yeah.
And like, obviously I was just like, you know, I even asked her, I was just like, how did I know? Like you were going to say that.
I think like 70% of women like are left leaning. So it's kind of hard to find, honestly. So when you do find one, it's like, yes.
Well, because I've dated a lot of left wing girls. That's where I think my mom's coming from.
Not that I even care either way, but I feel like a girl that is concern, like I don't, that's another small thing. Like, I don't think your political identity like matters in like the long run. Like,
no, it doesn't. Day,
like, who fucking cares? Like,
that's what.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Saying, like, at the end of the day, I've got mine, you've got yours. We can still make it work.
Yeah, I definitely value like personal values over like political values.
It's obviously easier to be with somebody or date somebody that has your same, or at least similar, if not completely the same, views. You know what I'm saying?
It does. Like, I mean, it's a benefit, but I think that like respect, communication,
that's what I'm saying.
Those things are more important than your political identity.
Oh, I totally agree.
You know, so like, but, I don't really,
you know, there are people out there that do make it all about that.
But like, if you do find a girl that like leans to the right, it's like they just have like a more traditional vibe about them that kind of fits a lot. Like, I'm not talking for myself. I just think in general for like heterosexual men, I think that type of thinking like lines up with them better, I guess.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't discount someone who wasn't like that. Like at the end of the day, like, you're your own man, and you, like, I cook for myself. I clean, I fucking take care of my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Do what you need to do.
Like, I don't need anyone for anything, but like, it is a nice benefit, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, here's where I'm at with it, dog. Like, because I remember I was talking to this couple that I know. They're married and everything. It's cool. Like, they're still together. They got a kid and everything. And I asked him, because he's like so far right, she's so far left. And I like asked him one time, I was just like, how do you do it? You know what I mean? Like, how does it work? Mm-hmm. And he was just like, because like with the whole like Trump Kamala thing, like that was pretty heated. People were getting heated about that.
Dude, Kamala, you know what I mean? Was a fucking... I mean, like, I voted Democratic in the past, but this time I just couldn't
do it.
I just couldn't do it.
Dude. Couldn't do it. But like, he looked at me dead in the eye, and he was just like, we just don't fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't.
Yeah.
Like, if I walk in and she's got CNN on, she turns it off. If she walks in, I got Fox News on, turns it off.
Who the fuck watches Fox and CNN?
My parents. Well, not CNN. My mom, they watch Fox. Dude, I can't.
That's I mean, they're dishonest to the point where they've been like publicly
found out.
Yeah, they've been like, hey, like you lied. You just straight up lied.
They both did it. What were you talking about?
But like, the media has been a tool of the elite for fucking ever, since like the beginning of time.
The elites are drinking the blood of children.
But I wonder, dude, I would fucking, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't drink blood. But I thought about it for a second.
Bruh.
No, I don't think I could drink that. That would disgust me. I'd be like, ugh, you know. Like,
Would you smell it?
I would. I might. No, I don't even think I'd get near it.
What if your kid got a cut?
I mean, like, if my kid got a cut, suck it up and deal with it. But
what if your kid got bit by a poisonous snake and you had to suck the venom out?
That doesn't even work.
Well, wouldn't you do whatever you could to save your kid?
I mean, I'd look and I'd be like, sorry, bud. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'd call the cops.
Well, bud, should have been paying attention. Should have worn boots today.
Sorry, man. Tough luck. No, I feel like you would have to immediately put them in the car and go to the hospital. Call the hospital on the way there and be like, he got bit by a copperhead or something. And then they would have the anti-venom ready. But that shit's expensive.
It is.
Like that, it's
because they got to get it from the venom of the actual snake.
Yeah, I don't think they like have like a big supply of it. I wonder how often do people get bit by snakes? Can we look that up real quick? That's a good question.
Honestly, it's funny to me because I just don't fuck with snakes.
Yeah,
it's just a rule of mine.
And I think we got a video line.
And people just continue to do it. You don't understand them. You do.
Not extremely common, but they do occur. Oh, fuck you. They do occur with some frequency, 7,000, 8,000 venomous snake bites annually. Why this might seem like a large number, it represents a small fraction, less than 0.0025% of the population being bitten. 5.4 million people are bitten by snakes each year globally. Damn.
Globally, yeah.
Yeah.
And the five deaths, only five? Really?
Do you think if that's how like the way, think like back then, like 100 years ago, they didn't even have it. Well, I don't know how long.
Dude, people are dying at the age of 35 from drinking water.
Yeah.
Like,
which is fucked. Like everything you drank had to be, people used to have like seven kids and only got to keep like three of them.
Yeah. Tuberculosis, take them all out.
Well, the
just like Ford.
I think in 17.
Cholera, polio, all of it.
Smallpox.
You were lucky to make it to 35.
The first vaccine was made in like 1790.
Here I am in my 30s. I should be in the ground by now.
And I think it was the smallpox vaccine in 1792. And that pretty much changed everything. Because now we have so many. 1796, sorry.
Dude, I just got my heart broken the other day, by the way. Speaking of 30. Someone I was talking to genuinely didn't know who Paramore was.
I don't know who that is. Paramore?
Bruh.
Dude, who the fuck is
I'm
Paramore?
Done. All right.
What is Paramore?
Thank you everybody for watching. We're done. How?
Well, like, is it non-binary?
It's a band, dude.
Oh, it's a band. It's a non-binary band.
How do you not know Hayley Williams, dude?
If we could play the music, we would.
She is my goth little goddess, dude.
Yeah.
Even though she would probably hate me, but it's cool.
She looks like she would like cut herself.
When I tell you something, she was it, dude. Like, first crush right there when I was like 14.
You would take her to Tokyo Kitty.
100 times over, and I would just, I'd take her to Olive Garden, dude.
I bet both those guys were.
I would, or I'd take her to what's that other place? Cheesecake Factory. Yeah, Cheesecake Factory would be calling the name.
Can we pull up our first video here?
I can't believe you don't know about them. I'm a little mad at you. I can't lie.
Just play it on the way home.
What do we got?
Hello, son.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
Are you enjoying your bath? Good. So, I'm thinking it's time to have a little talk to talk, heart to heart.
Talk to talk.
So.
Why is this guy giving off NPC energy?
The star of the quarter football field.
The quarterback.
You call the shots. But you're having bad grades. And had detention last week.
This is just is this guy literally an NPC? I think he is.
But
what kills me? All right, just pause it real quick.
But
what kills me? I don't know why I always thought this was fucking hilarious. Everybody knew that guy who kept just his thumbs in his pockets.
Oh, I still know a couple of them.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, keeping just the thumb out of your pockets, I feel like, is like normal. Or like just the full hand. Doing just the thumbs, that is diabolical behavior.
Yeah, this is a really...
I don't know why. I always thought it was so funny.
This guy's cool.
Like, I don't know why.
Just like look at his hands the whole time.
But like what gravitates this? You know what I mean?
Take like 5 seconds to just look at his hands like while he's talking.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been looking the whole time.
I think we can keep going.
Because he's just doing NPC movements.
You're dating the high school.
Yeah, just look at his hands.
Star. Squeam.
Why does he keep moving him?
But.
You're going out late at night with the boys I don't approve of. The naughty boy crew.
So wait, is he acting like he's talking to his son or his daughter? His son. The naughty boy crew.
Dude, that's our new name.
All right.
The naughty boy crew.
Oh, Eagle Boys are officially the naughty boy crew.
Sorry, I didn't, that's just what I call them. I don't know their...
I don't know their actual crew name.
I know you guys would like this.
What the hell is this?
We
gotta keep going.
We can do it.
Okay, you're going out too late with the stingrays.
The stingrays. Nice.
But. It's prom tonight.
It's prom.
And I'm gonna make you prom king. But. You're going to spike the punch.
What?
With alcohol. And kids will be sick. And kids will drunk drive home.
You sound like you're drunk.
But. Your girlfriend is your prom date. And she's the most physically attractive girl.
Okay.
In the high school.
Has anyone checked this guy's record yet?
To me.
Okay. Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
I just found
that
video.
Was this an audition for something?
I don't know. I think he has a bunch of these, but I found it and I thought it was really cool. You guys might like it, and yeah. What do you think?
But
we need to soundbite that.
But
he's like James Dean without the attractiveness of the actor.
He just looks like an NPC. Like you see this guy in like Skyrim.
Yeah. Definitely has hardcore NPC vibes. I like the shirt. And like those are like pants from like the 90s, you know, where like the zipper kind of looks like it's like really thick. He has like a thick zip. Thick zip.
A thick dick zip?
Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
What if he just pulled his dick out?
This guy's got a massive hog.
Oh, dude. Guarantee you this guy's hung like a fucking horse.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Bet money he's hung.
All right.
Bet money.
This.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because he'll like start talking to him like this and they'll be like, did you mean to talk to me? Are you asking me a question?
He kind of looks like a vampire's gimp.
Yeah. Yeah. You know actually.
He's like
yeah.
Like a vampire's like, get the boy.
Yeah.
Get the boy out here. Get the boy out here. And then he comes out and he's like, but you suck blood.
But.
And I don't know if I'm okay with
that. It reminds me of that scary movie thing where he's like, bitch. Oh.
Will, do you want to play the next video?
Oh my God. We're going back to back.
Yeah.
I just want to know what your algorithm looks like, Drew.
It's fucking weird. This is what I get on my algorithm. Everything you see.
Ho ho. Greetings, traveler. Tis I, Bingles. If across
Bingles.
The you wish to be. Then first you must answer my riddles 3.
I would punch this guy.
Man, shut your ass up.
Man, shut your ass up.
He said, it's me, Bingles. The fuck is a Bingle? Dude, he actually looked like he was about
Man,
to like...
shut your ass up.
The black dude looked like he was about to like play into it.
Dude, he was about to. I thought he was actually going to play into it.
He like thought about it and then he was like, man,
shut your ass up. All right,
play it one more time. Play it one more time.
My name is Bingles.
Tis I, Bingles.
Bingles.
Across the bridge you wish to be, then first you must answer my riddles three.
Man, shut your ass up.
Oh, Bingles.
Man, shut your ass up.
Fucking Bingles.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
If I ever get a cat or something or like a sidekick, I'm going to be like, your name is Bingles.
Cool.
Bingles.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
The fucking classic.
Hermione. Hermione.
Okay, if you got a random side quest, would you take it?
Oh, fuck yeah, I would, dude. I get the Black Hawk pistol immediately.
The Black Hawk? What do you mean?
From fucking Fallout 3. The Black Hawk Scope 44. That was a side quest worth every minute.
I never did that side quest.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
It's called Agatha's Song. You had to go into like a bunch of different other abandoned Fallout shelters to find sheet music, a violin, and then like something else, I forget. And then she gave you the Black Hawk Scope 44.
You know what's kind of dope though?
It took you like days though to complete. It is the single hardest side quest.
The fucking Elder Scrolls 6 is coming out.
Yes.
I think next year, maybe. I don't even know. Can we look
We're going to get Elder Scrolls 6 before we get goddamn GTA 6. What a world we're living in. We're going to see World War 3 before goddamn GTA 6.
It's in development. There's no official release date yet. Games Radar, whatever that is. GamesRadar.com. GayRadar.com.
GayRadar.
Gator. Six. Still on the way. Very much on our minds. Blah blah blah. First revealed with a teaser in 2018. How long does it take them to make a game, though?
Well, this one, he didn't even say anything about it.
Did you guys hear about the Xbox branded
2026 or later? Okay.
Did you guys hear about the Xbox branded MetaQuest?
No.
VR headset that you can play Xbox games on.
Dude, I might have to switch to an Xbox just for, because Elder Scrolls 6, there was like a document released where like, it showed like what titles were going to be on what gaming system, and Elder Scrolls 6 is just for Xbox.
It's exclusive.
Yeah.
Bethesda's never released.
Well, they have a deal with...
I think Oblivion was...
They have a deal with Microsoft now.
Did Fallout release on PlayStation? Or is it just
Xbox? Yeah. Fallout is on PlayStation.
I've only played it on Xbox, but I'm pretty sure you can get it. But yeah, four and below you can.
I have a PlayStation. I have a PS5 and I can get Fallout 4. I can play all
That's what
them.
I'm saying. Four and below you can get it on PlayStation. Everything after that.
There is nothing after that. Oh, Fallout 76?
76?
No, you can get that on PlayStation 2. You can get all of them.
It's everything before 4. It's only on Xbox.
Oh.
You can get every Fallout game on PlayStation.
Can you only get Starfield on
Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the Bethesda exclusive.
I don't think that's on PS5. I don't remember.
I remember I took off work to play it, realized I didn't have a good enough Xbox, I'm a broke boy.
I've been playing the shit out of Black Myth Wukong. It's actually
never heard of it.
It's a really good game. It takes some getting used to because you can't block. It's like dodge only. And like the timing on everything is like a second delayed. Like your attacks are slow as fuck. It's like boom, 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 boom. Like it's like you have to like time it perfectly. And like it's like an irregular timing with your attacks.
My brother's been really into Splitgate.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It looks really, really fun.
Is it only on PC?
At least as far as I know. Yeah. I think you can get it on PlayStation too.
Okay, I might have to check it out. Splitgate.
I've been locked into Apex as usual, but you know what's fun? You ever play a game for so long and you never played a character and then out of nowhere you start playing them and you fucking destroy with them?
I'm trying to think of a game I've done.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh my god, I'm blanking. What am I blanking on? You know the name of the game. Overwatch.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You used to play Reaper, or you didn't play Reaper.
No, I didn't. I mained, Sombra?
Sombra.
Sombra, thank you.
That's who I mained too.
I never got into Overwatch.
It was cool, it's just dumb now. Yeah. It's super dumb now.
How so?
They just wrecked that game.
It's just too much.
Yeah, like they had it so figured out, you know? That game had it so figured out. The game was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they came out with Overwatch 2, promised a whole bunch of shit, and then couldn't deliver it.
World of Warcraft was actually a really good game up until I'd say like...
Everything Blizzard touches dies.
Well, Blizzard made WoW, and it was good up until... There was Cataclysm, then Mists of Pandaria was pretty good, and then I think Legion sucked. But they've had, like, so many expansions at this point.
They're
like,
they're still creating new ones.
Yeah, because, like, I played, like, I don't know, a few months ago just to see, like, what the fuck was going on. So, like, when you make a character, you can choose which expansion you want to level that character in. You can, like, go back in time or whatever to, like, when that was. But now there's that in the main game, but you can also get classic. So you can just like play that expansion and that's what it is. Like, it's like you're playing the game in like 2016, or you can just play the main game and then you can go back in time to that time as well.
That's pretty cool.
But like, it's,
is it all still same graphics or?
Well, yeah, I'd say the graphics have like slightly improved, but I don't think they really need to improve the graphics because like the game is what it is.
Okay.
You know, like it has its own like aesthetic. There's just too much going on for me now. Like I can't.
I get that.
Like I can't focus on like what to do, like what's important to do. I mean, I know like the new expansion is like the most like, you know, important to do, I guess. But there's too many options. I just don't really like it that much.
I get that. Just too much going on.
And I feel like I've kind of outgrown it, honestly.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, like
I don't even, like what we were saying about Overwatch, like I thought about it the other day, like booting it back up and playing it again. Even when I had that thought, like their desire, I still didn't even do it.
Yeah.
You know, like I just did not want to.
You're just playing Apex now?
Yeah. Like what I was bringing up is that I used to play like crypto all the time. Crypto's my daddy, but
Asian daddy.
Yes, he's my Asian little daddy.
Ooh.
Oh,
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 oh, oh. Nicholas.
But now I'm playing Mirage because he's awesome. Yeah, Mirage is a lot of fun. There's a streamer that I've been watching named J Hall Baller. That guy is crazy good at Apex, dude.
I'm still watching Queso, dude.
Still watching Queso.
Yeah, we should reach out
to him. I like his horror game stuff that he does.
Dude, it's so good.
Chat, ban him. Ban him, chat.
What?
What the fuck?
I do not look like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Ban him. Banned.
Banned. Banned.
But people...
The Meat Canyon one. Banned. He like consumes the earth.
He consumes the entire universe.
Banned.
But he... So like people will like tip him and be like, you look like a sumo wrestler or something.
And oh yeah, because they'll say it out loud on the stream.
Yeah, yeah. He'll like read whatever the and then he'll be like, everyone, ban him.
Everyone, ban him. Ban him right now.
No, he's great. I would love to reach out to him.
Yeah, he'd be fun to have on. And he'd be hilarious.
I don't think he would, because like he plays with like Kai Sinat.
Yeah, he would not even like know we exist.
Yeah, he wouldn't even respond to us.
No.
I've like reached out to people, like there's this fucking history dude named Esoterica, and I was emailing with him back and forth.
Oh, no way.
And I was talking to him and I was like,
I'll say I have no idea who you guys are talking about.
I was like, would you like to do an interview? And he was like, what kind of interview? And I was like, oh, like, I just want to talk about like, what do you know about like Roman history or like, you know, biblical history of fucking, you know, just like stuff that like I was interested in. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, it's on our podcast. And then didn't get a reply.
Well, that's probably why I didn't want to.
Yeah, because
you didn't want to do it on camera.
Well, like the thing is that he has his own channel. I don't know if he wants to like be associated with another channel.
Well, also, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Which I respected. And I emailed him again like a month ago, didn't get a response. I was like, fuck. You motherfucker.
Ghosted.
And now I can't watch his videos because I'm like, he ghosted me. I can't. And I enjoyed watching his videos. That's why I have to be careful like reaching out to people, because if I talk to him and then they end up saying no, I'm like, fuck this guy.
Fuck.
And he has just some really good videos. Yeah, he does. And now I can't watch
it. I love it. Can't even watch it anymore. Because
like the whole time I'm thinking like, this fucking dude.
This fucking dude really goddamn fucking ghosted me.
It's kind of cool that I was at least like in contact with him though, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it's still cool.
So close to the fire.
We've still met some crazy cool people. Been really cool guys.
Yeah, you very know what cool guys.
We've been very cool guys.
One of them was, I can't say it. I'm not going to say it. Yeah. Well, like the thing about Esoterica is that like his videos are very in depth. There's another dude named Mr. Mythos, and I really want to get a hold of him. I just don't like I haven't took
sounds satanic.
It's just like, how do you get a hold? Because like the way that I got a hold of Esoterica is that he actually has a personal website. So I went to it, and then it has like a generic email, and I just emailed it, and I was like, hey, like, do you want to like talk? And I got a response. So if you do a little bit of digging, you can usually get a hold of people. Like if you actually try, you just have to look.
You know what's fucked up? That probably wasn't even him.
Well, like it was the website was tied to his channel. So like he posted the website.
Well, no, I'm saying it was probably like an assistant or something.
I don't know if he has I don't think his channel's that big.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Webmaster.
Yeah, and then maybe it wasn't even him, and it was his editor. And I was like, fuck this guy.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
It still doesn't change my mind.
Still doesn't change anything. Doesn't change a thing.
Mortal enemies forever.
We tried to have our buddy Bud Troxel on here last week. Speaking of which, subscribe to our Patreon. Let's plug that real quick.
Yeah.
Because the reason we couldn't have him is because we had mics give out on us.
Now we don't have a mic.
Now we don't have a mic.
So
subscribe to our Patreon. Support channel so we can get more guests on here.
And we're fucked and suck.
We're fucked and suck.
At the same time. Which usually is a good thing, but now.
There's two tiers of subscription, and we've actually lowered the price. Times are tough, so we figured we'd give it back to you, the people.
Out here in the streets.
Out here in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cool guys forever.
On the corner.
You know? And also make sure to subscribe to our Apple podcast as well as Spotify.
Yep.
Because that shit be busting too.
I don't think we're on anything else, are we?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Plus, to be honest, dude, like think about this. Does anybody use anything but that?
No, probably. But maybe like Amazon.
Maybe, but like
probably not that many people. What if we did just like randomly blow up on like Amazon or something?
That'd be fucked.
Like we were like number one on Amazon. It'd be so random.
I don't think we're on.
You want to play the next video?
Yeah, there's a video I really want you guys to watch.
What do we got here?
Oh, I love these, dude. I know what this is.
I was at the lowest point of my life. I had been rejected off of Shark Tank for the third time. For an ideal for a chain of adult novelty barns for Christian married couples. It was called Solomon's Boudoir, and it was ahead of its time. But when that happened, it was just like the bottom fell out of my life. And I remember I was down to where I would go down to Taco Bell, roll out of bed about 11:30. I go down Taco Bell, and I'd gather up them sauces down there, and I'd take it back to my house. I had me a pair of Shures.
Shures?
Pops off them sauces. I would drink them sauces, and that was my work for the entire day.
What the fuck is going on?
Where I had drank me some sauce, I'd lay down. As I laid down, I seen a vision of the most beautiful man ever was. His eyes was like pure honey sparkles, and he looked straight at me, and I'll never forget this. He looked at me and said, "Kiro abashetetia katabasanavata." And I looked right back at him, and I said, "Shirek getidia shananiketia sanavata. Ura shinetgetia vasanavokabitara." And at that point, everything changed.
What in the fucking world was that?
Dude, there's so many of these. There's like some of them with like her son. And she's like, my son got fired at Papa John's down the street. And I went down there and I was just like, listen, my son needs this job. He needs to go to college. He wants to be, I don't know, something. But dude, these videos are so fucking good.
I wanted to bring up one more thing. Actually, it made me, I don't know why that video made me think of it. Probably because of the animation of the woman. Did anyone else hear Donald Trump say fuck on national TV this week? Oh, yeah. Anyone else hear that?
That's really good stuff.
That was funny. Yeah. Can we play that?
I mean, I don't see why not.
I wonder if we can.
Yeah, I mean, like,
dude, because like I was watching the video. Dude, you hear the New York come out of this man.
Yeah.
You hear it. Because he hits you with the, who don't know what the fuck they're doing. You understand that? You understand that? Hits it with that pure New York dialect.
Mm-hmm.
But dude,
I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Damn right!
Damn.
That was so funny to me. It missed that last part where he literally just looks at him and he's just like, you understand that? Well, and look at this guy.
Hi, Mr. Waterfall here.
I can't stand
Mr. Waterfall here.
I can't stand that.
Hi,
guy.
Mr. Waterfall here.
He's like the most hated shark.
Dude, yeah, he is such a one, fucking. Though. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that bald motherfucker.
We can end on that.
Word has come down that the Ice Queen is getting more aggressive, more bitter, and her powers are spreading even faster. My informants have told me
what
of a rebellion. I have sent spies into the Queen's land. I'm awaiting word to see.
Is it mortgage loans officers coming to your trailer park? Is that what you're defending?
Think of being like 50 years old and still playing fucking fairies and faggots out in the woods. Like, are you kidding me? Fucking spray that fucking pixie
like,
dust.
Is it child support checks coming in the mail? Is that what you're trying to fucking defend or something?
Sucking off wands and spraying pixie dust on each other's faces.
Or is it the draft? The draft officers coming to get everybody.
No, like
which one is it?
Think of doing that. Like, I wonder if this is something she's been doing her whole life, or is this like a recent thing?
Like, you know? Okay, that's the other thing.
There's so many questions. Like why would you be like at that age with elf ears on? Like, it's not cute.
I don't know.
So is it just like, is this person like mentally deranged? Cause then it's not funny. But like, if she's like in insane mind and
insane in the membrane,
or I said that wrong. Like
insane in the brain
and sound mind and still fucking dressing up and going out in the woods and being like the fucking fairy faggot queen. I don't know if you can say that on YouTube, but I said it.
Bruh. Fucking. What the hell is that thing? The hell is that thing right there?
We're fucking crossing territories here. The hell is but that okay, thing? If you were like any kind of like character that was like playing like fucking fuckboy fantasy games out in the woods, what would you be? An elf?
No.
Dragon? Furry. You'd be a furry.
I would 150%. Hear me out on this. Mm-hmm. I would be a dwarf. I'd be a magical dwarf.
What about a gnome?
No, because they're not magical.
Yeah, they're just regular people.
I would be a dwarf. That would be magic.
What about a hobbit?
That too. Yeah. If I had the ring.
Think if you had hairy feet.
That'd be pretty sick.
Like, would you shave it?
No.
No. Let those things grow.
Let them fuckers grow. Fucking nasty boy.
You fucking have to like wash them and shit.
Why is this still up on our screen right here? I don't know. She is like piercing into our souls right now. Like literally just letting us have it, dude.
What's our time?
I think that's where we can end it right there.
Yeah.
Is that time?
Yeah.
That's time.
It's getting late.
Thank you everybody so much for watching. Please catch us on Patreon. We're getting tired, man. What the fuck? We're out here doing it late at night. Pretty cool, guys.
Yep.
Please subscribe to our Patreon. We got 2 tiers of subscription for that.
We're not gay.
We're not gay.
We're not trans.
Not trans. And we're out here fucking around. Subscribe to our Patreon. Subscribe to our YouTube. Subscribe to our Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We're uploading on there as much as we can. This is kick out to season 4. Season 4, baby!
Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you, everybody, so much for watching. We'll see you on the next episode.
See ya.